You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're set up for an entire week of 90 degree weather, so
hot.
It's hot.
It's so hot.
Just a week of hotness.
All right. It's all right.
Yesterday evening, I had to go and pick up my stepdaughter Zoe from work and drive her home. It's about a 25-30 minute drive, somewhere around there. So it was, you know, I never know what the conversation is going to be in the car. She's interesting. You know, as a 19-year-old, she's got all sorts of thought processes that I just don't necessarily understand.
That are wrong?
Listen. She's no different than I was when I was... Well, no, I take that back. We're probably different, but in general, a 19-year-old today is about the same as a 19-year-old 20 years ago versus a 19-year-old 40 years ago and 60 years ago. The only difference is the tools at our disposal, right?
Sure.
But people always say, kids are so different. And I always argue, no, they're not. Kids are exactly the same. They just have different tools. If we'd had the same tools they had, we'd be behaving and acting
You'd be on TikTok too.
Way. All day long.
All day.
So let's not get stupid here. Anyway, the point is, we got somehow about halfway during the commute, we got the subject of aliens visiting the planet Earth and how aliens are responsible for certain things came up. And at first I thought she was joking. But the more I talked to her, I was like, wait, you don't really believe that, right? And she's like, well, why not? She goes, how do you explain? And she would give, you know, different examples.
The pyramids.
All sorts of stuff. She's like, people disappear all the time. I said, so if people disappear, your number one default answer is they have been abducted by aliens? She goes, well, why not? How do you know they're not? And I was like, so I realized during the conversation a couple things. One, I kept defaulting to the only line I had at my disposal, which was, you're smarter than that. I must have said that like three or four times. I know you're smarter than that than to believe that that's what's really going on. And she goes, well, what proof do you have that it's not? And I was like, well,
you couldn't come up with any, right?
Jeremy. I was like, I don't. How do
her arguments are plausible.
I don't think they are, but I don't have. There's no evidence.
The UFOs
on either
are
side.
Living under the ocean and they come up. They are, Dom. There's footage.
You know, one of the short stories that I never finished many, many years ago, and it was one of my favorites, but I never finished it, was just the story was called Clouds. And the concept was that aliens are here watching us, but they disguise their ships and everything as clouds.
Sure.
So they just
float.
They float up above us, and we don't even know that's them because it just looks like a cloud.
It could be going on.
So she is having this debate. You know, it's a friendly debate, but she would just turn and look at me. She goes, well, how do you?
But it's like, so true. It's like you can't prove it.
And I realized that in life, anytime you get into like an argument or a friendly debate with someone and neither side evidence, it's all faith-based, right? Whether you believe something or you don't, that's a really frustrating debate to get into.
Because it's not like something nobody walks away a winner, right?
Yeah, you can't point to any statistics to back up your argument, just as she couldn't either.
Right.
And I was like, well, this is silly. And then...
get out of the car and walk.
Yeah, right. I almost said that. I was like, once you get out here,
let
and then maybe
aliens.
An alien will give you a lift home. Right?
Hitch
stick
a ride.
Your thumb out, you know, and see if an alien will give
Hitch
you a
ride.
Hitch
a ride with E.T.
So... We used to have somebody who worked on the show, who will go unnamed, who used to constantly talk to me and Jeremy about aliens and how aliens were walking amongst us. You remember
passionate,
that?
So passionate.
Yeah. And I had the same frustration, and I might have even said the same thing. It's like, you're smart. You know better than that.
And then one of these days it'll happen. It'll come to fruition that there'll be aliens walking around and you'll have to go apologize to everybody.
One of my comebacks was to Zoe was... Nobody wants to witness. There's not a soul on the planet who is more desiring to see an alien ship come down and somebody, you know,
get
roll
probed.
Out of it or whatever.
Yeah.
I really want to, but until that time.
You're going to deny.
So.